In Claremont, 20 students at Pomona College were arrested after a group of protesters occupied the college president's office during a pro-Palestinian demonstration. KCSB's Mario Fuentes Godinez spoke with Eunice, Pitzer College student, and arrested demonstrator about the events.
All right, can you introduce yourself and provide some background information of your history with student activism at Pomona College?
My name is Eunice. I am a third-year student at Pitzer College, actually, which is in consortium with Pomona as part of the Claremont Colleges. I got involved in, I think I was involved in student activism since maybe the beginning of last semester, in the sense that I was maybe attending actions. I wasn't maybe necessarily organizing them, but I could tell that there was like a clear escalatory campaign going on. I was first introduced to Pomona Divest from Apartheid, which is the campaign that I'm moving alongside right now, when they released their demands for divestment from Pomona. So, just to recap, I think that the most important one is the first one, that Pomona disclose and divest completely from all weapons manufacturers and all institutions that aid the ongoing occupation of Palestine. Secondly, adhere to the USA CBI boycott, academic boycott of Israel. Third, publicly call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Fourth, publicly condemn the Zionist regime occupation, ethnic cleansing, genocide, and dehumanization of Palestinians. And fifth, institute anti-discrimination policies explicitly for Palestinian, Muslim, Arab, Botswana, Black, Brown, and Indigenous students. And I think as a student of color in the Claremont Colleges, I was sort of struck by the way that admin immediately began repressing student protests since October 7th. Like student protests that were largely populated by students of color, who were, and especially like, I noticed the discrepancies in who was allowed to mourn and grieve deaths and grieve settler occupation, and that many of my Palestinian, Muslim, and Arab friends were not given that space. And it felt that there was a double standard in how the institution was treating us. So that became sort of my motivation for being involved. I think it stems from my positionality as like a student of color at the Claremont Colleges as well.
So as you know, there have been many publications written about the events that happened on April 5th. Could you provide some context on the events that transpired during the demonstration?
So Pomona students have been fighting for divestment. Admin, despite the numbers, has refused to make progress towards meeting our demands. And that was sort of the incitement for that particular escalation. For the previous week, there had been a mock apartheid wall art installation up on campus, in a very visible and public space. It was a piece of art that a lot of people labored over. Honestly, it is very big. I don't know if you've seen pictures, but it is 8 foot by 32 feet across. It took quite a lot of time to sort of paint, seal, make, and then set up as well. I want to emphasize that it was students' art and it was their labor. And it also became a place where we could find community. So Pomona College classes were actually going from their classrooms to professors were holding their classes outside near the wall. There were music classes going on. There would be performances, there would be programming and speakers. So it was a site of community and joy for a lot of students, I think. And then shortly before, on April 5th, around 1 p.m., I got a text saying that, admin is really trying to take the wall. They're being quite aggressive with it. So my friends and I rushed down because they were asking for more people there, even to just document and witness what was happening. The wall, I would say, was this visible outdoor occupation that made our demands and our presence unignorable. And then in that moment, the way to escalate seemed to be moving from an outdoor escalation to an indoor escalation, like an indoor occupation, which consisted of a sit-in in President Gabby Starr's office. And then we sat in for 2 hours. I'm sure you know this because there has been reporting on it. There were, the police were called. There were a couple false alarms, but then after that, they entered the room with riot gear, batons, semi-automatics. I believe 30 plus police from 5 different police precincts were called. And by the end, there were like 22 police vehicles lined outside in the road outside Alexander. We were arrested. There were like several people commenting about how violent the arrests were. So like, for example, I was zip tied very hard. I have photographic evidence like after I got out of like bruises and marks around my wrists as well. There was one person with me whose wrists were cut open. Pomona College would rather arrest its students than take our demands for divestment seriously.
To build off your points, I have two questions. So my first question is, what is the overall feeling among students at the 5Cs regarding the use of force? And my second question is, I read on the LA Times about protest art at Pomona. Why did the college dismantle it?
Yeah. Okay, I think I will start with the second question. Sure. So the reason that that was given to us for the protest art being dismantled was that they needed the lawn, the exact space that the art installation was on for 7 day on April 7th, which is sort of like a celebratory like day for Pomona College because 47 is sort of their like special number. And they claimed that it was out, they claimed that it was against their code of conduct that we had the art up, but they did allow us to have the art up for around a week and a half. It just coincidentally happened, so happened to be that before another event was going to take place, one that like I assume is of great importance to the school, our protest art got dismantled, and some of the panels were taken. Administration told us that the panels would be taken to the free wall, like which is in another part of Pomona, but they were not. So we don't really know where the panels are or where the art is currently. And then your first question was about what our students' response to our arrest and the use of force.
Yes.
Okay. I think that multiple students have expressed to me that they felt unsafe because of the police presence on campus. Before the arrests actually happened, there was a notification to us all saying that there was police presence near Alexander Hall on Pomona College and that there was quote unquote no threat to the community. I would say that many students feel that more than protesters who were performing a principled act of civil disobedience by sitting in the president's office, they felt the threat to the community was created by Pomona College calling the police. I think that the students that I've talked to are outraged that it would have to come to, that Pomona would rather arrest than divest, to put it simply.
What were some of the penalties that protesters faced for being arrested at the demonstration?
I know that we were charged with trespassing, and I know that Pomona students were interim suspended indefinitely. I can't speak to the interim suspensions because I am not a Pomona student.
You know if there have been other instances where students and college administration have clashed at Pomona or at the other 5Cs?
I can name a few instances that come to my head or that like stood out to me personally. So in February, there was a doxing incident where administrators somehow let an anonymous account send an email to the entire senior class that doxed a student senator for publicly supporting the divestment referendum. I'm not sure how that email got through because it was from a non-Pomona anonymous email address. In January, I believe 11 students were put through disciplinary proceedings for participating in on-campus protests at Pomona the previous semester. And others have been asked to identify their peers who were like suspected of protesting. In November, a brown professor who was wearing an anti-apartheid t-shirt and playing pro-Palestine music, the professor was arrested at Pomona for trespassing. At his own place of work, he identified himself as a professor, and there were several witnesses like stating that he was a professor.
So how would you describe your overall experience as a student activist or even to participate in activism at the Claremont Colleges?
I think that any interaction with the police to a certain degree is traumatizing, especially as like a movement like that follows Palestinian liberation and that is like comprised mostly of BIPOC students. I agree that we were students doing civil disobedience. I think the narrative from the administration is that they, like spent a significant amount of time trying to convince students to leave, but not a single student inside the office took the choice to leave, even though we all knew the consequences. So in that way, there was a principled bottom line that we were standing by, which is divest, and we like take serious steps towards divestment and we will leave. So in the face of these attempts to divide us, I find a lot of power in knowing that we made a collective and disciplined decision for escalation.
Do you know if there are any resources that listeners can access to learn more about what's happening at Pomona?
Yes, Claremont.undercurrents, which is the student publication reporting on, I believe, like labor issues, prison abolition, community organizing, and then, of course, Palestinian liberation movement at the Claremont Colleges. And then the main account for the campaign is Pomona Divest Apartheid, which very clearly lists sort of our goals, demands, and has a recap of the different actions and escalations that we've taken over the course of the semester.
Do you have any final thoughts to leave with listeners that we didn't get to you that you want to mention?
I have talked to like every single one of the 19 people who have been arrested with me. We've had like multiple conversations, of course, like before and after. And I think that I think I speak for all of us when I say we like none of the violence that Pomona College unleashed on us on April 5th can compare to the Pomona funded bombs that are falling on occupied Palestine every day. So our sit-in was just one action in a larger movement that is aligned with Palestinian resistance and the worldwide BDS movement. So in the same breath that you talk about our arrest suspensions and campus bans, you must call for complete divestment from Israeli apartheid occupation and genocide because there is a reason that we made this decision knowing the consequences. And if you're with us, you must support divestment. I think that's the final message that I want to be really clear about.
Thank you, Eunice, for your time and insight for the development of this story. With KCSB News, this is Mario Fuentes Godinez.